Welcome to the fifth episode of Level Up, the ultimate podcast for all things gaming. I'm your host, Cece Odenbaugh, and today we're going to be looking at games that I think would be thebomb.com if they were remakes or remasters. So, you might be asking, hey, Cece, what in the world is the difference between a remake and a remaster? Well, don't worry, I got you covered, and I'll tell you. So, a remake is a complete reimagining of a game, often with significant changes to gameplay, graphics, and sometimes are even bougie, and story elements change. But a lot of times, they still maintain the core concept, because then it would be just a completely different game. A remastered, on the other hand, primarily focuses on improving visuals and technical aspects of an older game while largely keeping the original gameplay and story intact. So basically, a remake is a whole shindig. There's a lot of work that goes into a remake. Not saying that a remaster doesn't have a lot of work, but a remake does a lot more than a remaster does. So there's developers, when they decide to do either a remake or remaster, that's a decision in itself. But there's a lot of different factors that go into deciding whether they're going to do it or not. So there's kind of like four that I found that a lot of developers kind of consider. So the first one is the relevance. So how well the original game holds up in the present day. Because there's no point in remaking a game if it still holds up well enough for people to play the game. So this is one that kind of has a little bit of controversy, because in my very professional opinion, I see that there's a lot of charm in certain older games. There are, of course, bugs and crashes and all that stuff, and that's not fun. But older games have more of a style and more, I mean, as I call it, a charm than newer games, because a lot of newer games kind of use the same stuff. And a lot of that stuff, what I mean by stuff is, you know, characters or stories, you'll see a lot of things just repeated. I feel like older games kind of have more of an originality than newer games do nowadays. That's not to say that there are new games that don't have originality, but I find that older games, they're a lot more unique and I see a lot more differences in them. But of course, older games still have a lot of work to do, especially compared to today's, where there's a lot of improvements in a lot of different aspects. But that's a different story. So another consideration that developers have to consider is the genre. So you might think, what's the big deal about the genre? Genre's a genre. That's what I thought. But apparently, the genre is a big consideration. So what I mean by genre, of course, whether it's a horror game or an adventure game or an RPG or a fighting game, et cetera, so all of those. So apparently there are a lot of different games that have kind of like phased out. So a lot of the gaming trends that we see nowadays have changed, and a lot of people that used to play certain games kind of don't play them anymore. So certain games like the classic adventure game, usually aren't remade as they aren't as popular. I mean, what's the point in remaking or remastering a game when people aren't going to play it? Of course, people want to make money and all that stuff, but people aren't going to even like click on the game to buy it or play it. I mean, what's the point? So an example, I hate to say it, but Myst, man, I love Myst, RIP. I would love to see a remaster or a remake of Myst, which if you don't know what Myst is, it's a puzzle-based game, basically. One of the first games that I remember playing a little bit, technically I watched my dad play it because my mom wouldn't let me, but you know, that is what it is. But I would still sneak in and watch my dad play it. But yeah, it's a basic puzzle game. You don't really see a lot of puzzle games. That's because people don't really play them. More people prefer RPGs and sports games. That's a lot of what you see nowadays. Well, I love a good RPG. I still appreciate the older ones. You'll see a lot of games like point and click, although a lot of people do intentionally make a game point and click to kind of have that older feeling. You just don't see a lot of point and click games because a lot of people just prefer to control the character. So that's kind of an example of technology that's changed, so it's kind of phasing out older stuff, but there's still people that prefer it. I mean, I like point and click games. That's something that I think is pretty fun, but a lot of people don't, and that's okay. So, another factor to consider is the competition. So, how the remake compares to modern competitors. And then another one is the technology. So whether new technologies are even available that can improve the remake. So you'll see that nowadays, so especially in like 2024 and hopefully in 2025, we'll see a lot more of remakes and remasters, specifically because of the Unreal Engine 5, which was released in April 2022. So if you don't know what Unreal Engine 5 is or haven't really heard of it before, Unreal Engine 5 is a 3D creation tool that allows users to build much larger worlds. So it has a bunch of different improvements in technology compared to other engines. So a lot of people are now using Unreal Engine 5 to kind of create games, specifically remasters and remakes, but even just to create a new game. A lot of games nowadays are based off of Unreal Engine 5. So now that we kind of have some background knowledge covered, let's get into it. Let's get into the tea. So a game that has been all the buzz lately, you might have seen a lot of it on YouTube of YouTubers and streamers playing the game, is the one, the only Silent Hill 2 remake, which was a remake of the original 2001 video game. So it's an oldie, but a goodie. So one of the most notable changes, I haven't actually played it yet, because I'm kind of a wimp and can't play horror games. I like watching other people play them, but personally, I get too scared and might actually pee my pants if I play a horror game, so I don't. But anyway, one of the most notable changes is the camera perspective. So the original game had fixed angles, while the remake uses a third-person over-the-shoulder viewpoint, which you kind of see a lot of video games do that, where you're kind of viewing the character from above while also playing it. But some other changes include the movement, which is fully transitioned now into a 3D system, which allows for a more smoother navigation. And while it's only been out for a little while, it has received a bunch of positive reviews, and it sold over 1 million copies within 3 days of the release, which is pretty crazy. But I'm glad that games, so see, like an oldie but a goodie, they are remaking them, they're remastering them because people are interested in it. I mean, this game was released in 2001 and it is now 2024 and people are still hyped and excited to play it. And that's great. I love that. So as far as other buzz about confirmed and speculated remakes and remasters, so I had to do some digging on this. A lot of games that I'm seeing, so there's Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater, there's Resident Evil 4, Tomb Raider Remastered, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Gothic, The Witcher, Shadow of Colossus, and there's some others. But a lot of those are either confirmed to be remakes or remasters, or they're kind of speculated. But a lot of these don't have official dates. We don't have confirmed release dates of when they're going to happen, when they're going to come out. A lot of these are just like, hey, we're going to do this in the future, but we don't know when. Some of them might be actually being worked on right now, but we just don't have a lot of information, which makes sense because why would they want to? I mean, I guess in one hand, if they release that information now, we could build up the hype, but say it's not going to happen until 2029, you know? Well, I would love that, you know? Well, that's 5 years of waiting, and why would they say that when they could just tell us in 2028 and people be more excited? Anyway, so hopefully these come out. Some of them look like they're pretty far advanced into being remade or remastered, as far as I could tell from leaks and stuff like that. But hopefully, fingers crossed, some of these come out in 2025 because I would be stoked to play some of these. A lot of them I haven't played because they are notably older games and my PC simply can't handle it. Too many updates in my computer that just don't allow me to play it. There's a lot of crashes, yada, yada, yada. So that's why a lot of people are remaking games and stuff like that, because some of them are old enough that computers nowadays just aren't able to handle playing it as smoothly as once were. So I kind of wanted to give an example, a personal example, if you dare say, of a great example, what I think is a great example of a remastered. And it actually came out fairly recently, and I look at the date and I'm like, oh, that's kind of a little bit ago. But it came out on May 14th, 2021, which, if you know, you know, it was Mass Effect Legendary Edition. So I will tell you, I was definitely somebody that definitely pre-ordered it and did indeed play it the day that it came out. Thankfully, it was after school completed, so it was a little sweet treat after final exams. But I'll tell you what, that whole week, playing it. So if you don't know what Mass Effect is, shame on you. But not really, because some people just don't know about it. But I'm obsessed with it. I love Mass Effect, I'll tell you what. But Mass Effect, basically, trilogy. So there's Mass Effect 1, Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect 3, they came out. I couldn't tell you when they came out, probably early 2000s. But they're a great game. They're an RPG game, and they remastered it. So some of the changes that they made is that the graphics were updated. They look a lot, it looks a lot prettier and nicer now. The character customization changed. So in the three different games, it was kind of weird. The character customization, I mean, obviously as technology changes and updates, you're going to include that in your game. But it was very, very different between the first and the second, and then the second and the third. There were just things that didn't work. So they made that a lot smoother, and it works for all the same games. Because within Mass Effect, you could basically save your character and upload it into the next one. So the actions and choices that you made in the first one, you could use for the second one and blah, 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 blah. But when you uploaded your character, it didn't look squat diddle like when you made it. So that was something that they improved. And one thing that I was so overjoyed, so happy about was the load times, people. I'll tell you what. Mass Effect 1 probably had some of the most annoying load times on planet Earth, especially the elevators. Screw those elevators, man. They took like 2 minutes to load. You would just be on this elevator for 18,000 years. Some sort of news playing in the background. No. It took ages, but they improved that. Yahoo, yahoo. And then there's also photo mode, which, hot take, guys, I don't care about photo modes. Like, it's great, it's cool, blah, blah, blah. You see that on a lot of games nowadays, but I care less. I just want to play the game. But another change is that the DLCs, so I think every game has DLCs, which is downloadable content, if you don't know what DLCs means, but basically it's like an added part to the game, whether it's like fancy new armor kit or fancy new weapons or just more added to the story, like different companions, stuff like that. So a lot of the DLCs are more integrated in the game, so they're a lot easier to play, which is great. So you can see that remasters and remakes, there's a lot that goes into it, and so there's a lot that's updated, so which is why people are so excited about the game. Alrighty, so now we're going to shift into Cece's personal opinions on what she would literally love and would cry and might pee my pants if they were remasters and remakes. Specifically the ones that I'm mentioning, I would like to be a remastered, because remake would be cool, I guess. I'm not going to be picky. Remake or remastered, but these games that I'm going to say, I do want. I love the stories too much. I would not like to see them change, but hey, what can I say? I have zero control over things. But I specifically have four in mind that I thought of within 5 minutes. First one that I would cry to your joy right now, if it was announced, would be the one, the only, Fallout 3, baby. I love Fallout 3, guys. I love it. So Fallout 3 was one of the first games that kind of sensationalized this type of game. So a lot of, would you consider it an RPG? Probably. But basically, there was Fallout 1, Fallout 2, which are more of that like point and click game. You're overseeing everything, blah, 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 blah. But then Fallout 3 put you in the actual perspective of it. But there are a lot of bugs when you play it. I mean, I probably played it over the summer, I think. Maybe, I don't know. It was pretty recently. And it crashed a lot. Mom, it crashed. Which is frustrating and irritating because it takes you out of the experience. So I would literally love and cry if the game was remastered or remade. Because I think that a lot of people, I mean, it's a game that is well loved. I mean, there are a lot of stands and people and fans for Fallout 3, me included, wholeheartedly would love to play the game. I play it probably yearly. I mean, it's just a banger game. But I think that it would do a lot to the game. I think that it would increase its popularity even more so than it already has. I think that graphics in itself, while, I mean, the game is just very gray. If you look at the game, it's very gray. It doesn't have a lot of color, which makes sense because it's set in a post-apocalyptic world. There were bombs that fell, yada, yada, yada. But I feel like, I mean, even Fallout New Vegas, which came out just a couple years later, had it was more orange-based, strangely. had a lot of gray, more orange base, but it still had color. So I think that even just something like that would make the game chef's kiss. Another one that I think would be a banger would be Dragon Age Origins, which I love Dragon Age Origins, guys. Literally, I love all of these games. But Dragon Age Origins specifically, that is one of them that's an oldie but a goodie. It is one that, it basically is a point-and-click game, but it is a lot different compared to the Dragon Age games. I mean, I talked about it before, Dragon Age Veilguard that's supposed to come out. So excited, so soon. Counting down the days, guys, literally. But there's Dragon Age Origins, there's Dragon Age 2, and then there's Dragon Age Inquisition and Dragon Age Veilguard. But basically, Dragon Age 2 and Dragon Age Origins are very similar in how they run, how they play. But even Dragon Age 2, which came out a little bit later, does a lot of improvements to Dragon Age Origins. But you'll see that a lot of times in games. If it's like a series, there's a lot of improvements. I mean, as technology and as the world changes, obviously there's going to be improvements and stuff like that. But specifically with Dragon Age Origins, I think that it would be an absolute banger if it came out again. Dragon Age, like Fallout 3, Dragon Age Origins does stop once in a while, and it's tricky to go back. There's just a lot of things that come into that, but I think that it would be very beneficial if it was remade or remastered. Another game, it's one that I've kind of, I guess, got into a little bit fairly recently, are the Thief games, if you haven't heard of Thief games, basically it is, you're a thief. it's pretty self-explanatory. But there's like missions and you go through and you steal things and there's usually some sort of story that's applied to that. But I just think that the Thief games would do well. They're a game that I feel like not that many people, at least I had to do some digging. I mean, I like to play a lot of stealth-based games. Dishonored's one of my literal favorite games on planet Earth. So I tried to look up stuff based off of a game, like recommended games at Steam or Origins. Is Origins even a thing now, guys? They updated it and I don't even remember. But anyway, they give you recommended games. Thief was one of them. And I downloaded one of the first ones. It was Thief Deathly Shadows and I played it and it was too scary for me. But there was another game, it was Thief 2014 or something. So I guess it is already a remastered or remake. I can't remember what one. But I played that one. Still kind of spooky, guys. There's an asylum part. I literally had to turn the sound off, play happy music in order to play with it. I had my dad sit in the room to play it. But anyway, I think that even the 2014 is not necessarily a lot better, but I think that they added a lot of mechanics and things into the story that just propelled it and made it better. The final one, just that I thought of off the top of my head, would be Half-Life. Guys, Half-Life is an absolute banger. Who wouldn't love a Half-Life remake or remaster? Specifically that one, a remaster, just because the story is too yummy, too good, too banging. But I think that the Half-Life would be, you could definitely still keep some of the charm in the game of these. I'm not saying completely ditch it and scoop out its guts and put in something new. Heck no. That would be a monstrosity, but I think that if you added more to the game, mostly it just improved how it plays. That's kind of my main thing with these games, is that I find that when I play them, they bug out a lot. Half-Life 2 is probably the best one out of the four that I've suggested, because it's a very, you have to follow the game. Fallout 3 is probably the one out of the four where you do side quests and stuff like that, but Half-Life, you go through the story and you just do the story. You've got episodes, you've got chapters, stuff like that. So you just follow our lovely doctor friend who is thrown into this world. There's Half-Life Alyx VR. So that just came out fairly recently, which I haven't played because I don't have VR. But clearly these developers and people know how much the game is loved. Half-Life is one of those ones that I feel like a lot of people have at least heard of. Maybe I'm just oblivious and think that they've heard of them. But Half-Life, it's a title that people know. So I think that it would definitely do well in just being remastered, especially the older ones. I think that they would do well. There's such good games to play, but there are some things that do take you out of it just because of how old they are. But those are my hot takes. So As always, Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. Thanks for hanging out with me, guys, and listening to my thoughts and feelings about what games I want as remakes and remastered. Basically, simply as an excuse to replay the game. But don't tell anybody that. But yeah, this is your host, Cece, and I'll see you next week. Ta-ta.